you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What's this passage about? Judas? Peter? You? Me? There's a human inclination to think of oneself, and to often think that everything that is going on is about us. We've earned all the good that's happened to us. People will say that we deserve the bad things that happened to us, that the universe is arrayed against us. And guess what? Often that is not the case. It is not about us. The cosmos does not care about you. The planets will continue to orbit the stars, and the stars will continue to revolve around the center of the galaxy. And all the galaxies will continue to spin about in the universe. And all of that will happen without any regard to you and your thoughts and your preferences or desires. The universe does not care who you vote for. The universe does not care what kind of music you like. The universe does not care how you dress or where you went to school. But there's something else that we need to be mindful of. And that is not just the faceless, personality-less cosmos that we inhabit. There's also the God who made the cosmos. And that God cares very much about you and me. Think about this Last Supper that Jesus was sharing with his friends. Now, if you've ever had a big project to do at work or school, it is probably occupying some of your attention, and more of it as the due date got closer. If you knew something bad was going to be happening to you, you probably focused on that. Now, Jesus knew that his story was reaching its climax. He knew he was going to be having a showdown with Pilate and the religious authorities. He knew that nothing good was going to come of that. But rather than want to have his friends take him out for a nice dinner, or to go see a play, or to walk around his favorite neighborhood, Jesus thought of those around him. Jesus took care of his friends. And we may wonder about the foot washing, but that's not something we do today. But back in the first century, in Jerusalem, people wore sandals. And they had open toes. And if you were walking on any street, your feet would get dusty. And it was an act of hospitality for caring for those who came to visit you to wash their feet. Now you'll notice that there's a difference here between the washing of feet and the washing of the body. And Jesus was making very clear to Peter, you are clean. Peter's body did not need to be washed. His feet, however, were a different matter. And Jesus wanted to offer that hospitality. He engaged us in action to show his friend that he loved him. Now, I would like to invite everyone here to think about your friends and your family and how much you love them. If you're a parent, what you do for the nurture of your child. If you're a child, how you've taken care of your parents. And think about your spouse and how you've stood with them during good times and bad. And if you just are friends with one another, here in this church, you can think about what every person here means to the larger whole. Jesus calls each and every one of us to service. That's what Jesus did at that Last Supper. He called us to serve. He called us to look to his life as an example. And Jesus' life was one of service and dedication to others. That is what we should be thinking about tonight. We shouldn't be thinking about what a bum Judas was. And we know his story will not come to a happy end. We should think about Peter, the hapless leader of the disciples, who will fail Jesus at the very end, denying him three times. And he is still the one that Jesus wants to head up the new church. The ecclesia, this community of God here on earth. Jesus believed in Peter just as he believes in you and me. And we can repay that trust and that faith through our faithful